Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 on the score. Joe Fortenbaugh, the man who lives the dream in Vegas, our man in Vegas, and of course, by way of San Francisco, it's very complicated. 95.7 the game in the San Francisco area. Sharp 600 podcast, always a must listen to, and Joe is the man. Good morning, Joe!
Morning, Joe. Congratulations.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's great to be back with you after a few week hiatus. No matter what, come hell or high water, I would have been on this week. Bears-Rams, Sunday night. Couldn't miss the opportunity. But yes, very happy to welcome Wyatt Allen Fortenbaugh to the world last week. Fun fact, I now have two boys. Both were born on the day of a Golden State Warriors game. Both nights, the Warriors covered the point spread. Now, last week, they lost to Toronto, but they covered the 9. My oldest was born when they were laying 7.5 against the Clippers. They covered that one with no problem whatsoever. So I'm trying to convince my wife to start having about 41 to 42 kids per year so we can really get the profits coming in.
41.5.
Yeah. Is there a way we can get them in for all home games in the near future, please?
Yeah. Will Chamberlain could operate at that rate, Joe, sadly.
No. And the beauty of being a dad is your wife looking at you during and after childbirth. Just the hatred she has for you, for what you have done to her, and how she is putting in all this work as you're sitting there really just thinking about how you're going to take a picture and put it on Facebook, hand out some cigars, and accept all the congratulations.
I in the old days, the man would like wait at the pub and get a phone call that the child was born. And I think that might have been better because I don't think I've ever been through anything in my life. I mean, it's glorious and wondrous and all that, but I am quite useless at many things, but just being like breathe, hun, or
very,
you know,
helpless feeling.
What do you do? Yeah. I mean, everything you have ever learned, everything you know, absolutely worthless in those moments.
That is the best word to use. I learned that with the birth of my first son, and then again last week, absolutely and utterly useless. And even now, he's a week old, but what am I going to do? If he needs to be fed, I can't handle that. If he needs to be changed, it's complete panic because he's so fragile, I feel like I'm going to screw something up. It's a disaster, but it's a beautiful disaster nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, it's a happy, joyous occasion. Let's get to more happiness and fun. We should tell you that this segment with Joe brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. What are you looking at to bet, my friend?
The Bears and the Rams are on the list, so we'll save that one for the end as we work our way through the picks. Let's go ahead and start with the Packers and the Falcons. Green Bay laying 5 in this spot. So there's one of two ways this could go. Mike McCarthy gets fired this past week. And in the past, we've seen coaches fired midway through the season, and we've seen the team completely implode. Then on the other end of the equation, we've seen scenarios where coaches have been replaced. The team kind of shoulders some of the burden for that. They feel bad about it. You'll see this in baseball all the time when hitting coaches are fired. You know, you'll get a big night from the bats the next night out. I'm of the belief that Aaron Rodgers is well aware of the fact that his reputation's headed in the wrong direction. You know, just a couple years ago, we were talking about this guy being one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And now it's like, you know, is he a coach killer? Maybe that's a bit extreme, but he wasn't getting along with McCarthy. And the next guy up, that's going to have to work, because if it doesn't, then the situation starts to point towards Rodgers being part of the problem. And that Winston Moss tweet, the former Packer associate head coach, who says the next head coach has to hold him accountable, I think that speaks volumes to how he's viewed in that locker room. So I think this is going to be a big game from Rodgers. That's the way I'm going to side with it. I think you're going to get a spirited effort from Rodgers. And on the flip side, the Falcons, 1-4 straight up, 1-4 on the road this season. They've lost by 6, 24, 14, and 12 on the road. It's going to be a cold game. high of 24 degrees Sunday. This is a dome team coming outdoors. A lot to like here. I think the Packers in a six-point teaser play are going to be popular. I'll lay the points with Green Bay as well. Game number two, Kansas City and Baltimore. The over-under here is 51.5. I'm going to play the under. Now, I will share this. I think some of the sharper guys in Vegas are going to be playing the Ravens in this spot. I'm not picking a side. I will play the under on the total. We all know Kansas City as having one of, if not the most prolific offenses in the league. But one thing people don't realize, the under is 4-1 in Kansas City's five home games this season. That total has skyrocketed ever since we watched them in week one blow out the Chargers in Los Angeles. So we see the offense. The public loves to bet offense, but very quietly, the under keeps cashing in these Kansas City home games. Not only that, the under is 22-3 in Kansas City home games over the last 5 years when the total is lined at 42 or higher. So you take that, you combine it with the fact that Baltimore has the league's top-rated total defense, top-rated scoring defense, and they're probably going to want to establish the run, play some conservative football, keep it away from Patrick Mahomes here, going to play under the total of 51.5 Kansas City-Baltimore. Game number three, Indianapolis plus 4.5 at Houston. Now, Houston has won nine straight. And the last time we saw Indy, they were getting blanked 6-0 at Jacksonville. So you're telling me the Texans are only laying 4.5 in this spot? That is a huge red flag. Think about it. You're going to get 3 points for home field advantage. So if this game was in Indy, what would this spread be? If you flip it 6, you'd make Indy a 1.5-point favorite over a team that's won 9 straight. I'm not buying this. And the point spread's moving in the Colts' favor as well. This was as high as 5, maybe as high as 5.5. It's now down to 4.5. I see this as a situation where the line itself is screaming, bet the Colts, bet the Colts. I think the public's going to be all over Houston here. I think the sharps and the wise guys, they're going to want to play the Colts. I'll take the 4.5 with Andrew Luck in a bounce-back spot. Miami plus 7.5 against New England. Most of your listeners, very savvy individuals, they probably already know this play. They don't need me to lay it out for them. But New England has won the AFC East 14 of the last 15 years. They dominate the competition. But Brady in Miami, it doesn't mix. It's oil and water. 7-9 lifetime straight up at South Beach. 15 interceptions in those 6 career games. Last year, if you remember, the Patriots were riding an 8-game winning streak, went to Miami for a Monday night football game, fell flat on their face and lost 27-20. They've only covered 1-point spread in their last 6 trips to Miami. I'll take the 7.5 with the Dolphins against the Patriots. Moving to some of the afternoon games here, Arizona plus 3 against Detroit. This is more a play against Detroit than it is on Arizona. I'd love to give you a reason why I like Arizona here. I don't. I really don't like Arizona. I just hate Detroit in this spot. Here's the kicker. They were 3-3 this season. They had a little something going on. They've lost 5 of 6, and they're about to hit the road for 3 of their final 4 games. They just had this nice little 3-game home stretch. They only won 1 game. They're pretty much out of contention as they can see it. Not mathematically, of course, but here's the kicker. The Lions are 8-19 against the spread over their last 27 December games. They're a team that fades late. But then you get to this. Since the 1970 merger, Detroit is an NFL worst 13-46 when they're playing in the Mountain and Pacific time zones. So when these guys head west, 13-46 straight up playing in the Mountain and Pacific time zones since the 1970 merger. I don't know what the problem is, but I know that it's not a good thing for the Lions. You get a home team catching a field goal in this spot. Give me the Cardinals. Now, if you guys are ready to jump into the Bears, fire away, because we could devote some time to this one.
Well, we've got to get to it, because I got to tell you, Joe, it needs to be played earlier, not just for the sake of us getting up.
But and Brad Biggs and I both are looking at this as a high-scoring game, maybe taking the over, because I just think these offenses are going to get it done.
There's a lot to look at here. I mean, obviously, you guys have probably spent the entire week on this. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about how great Aaron Donald is. All right, we know that. We're going to talk about how great the Bears' defense is. We know that. We're going to talk about Sean McVay, Jared Goff, and the Rams' offense. Everybody knows all that stuff. Where it gets interesting is how much you factor in home field advantage. Sunday night game, Soldier Field. The weather is not going to be cooperating with how Jared Goff grew up. Remember, he's from Marin County, right here in my backyard. Played his college football at Cal, very temperate climates, and then he's playing with the Rams. This is a big step up in class in a hostile environment for a team that last week looked a little bit shaky at Detroit, let's be honest. Now, the Bears had their own problems in New York against the Giants. We don't need to relive that. But the real question comes down to how Nagy wants to attack this defense. Everyone talks about Aaron Donald and Wade Phillips. These guys aren't as good as we believe they are. You go through all the metrics and numbers. Donald's a beast. Sue has had a great career. But this defense isn't nearly as talented and nearly as, you know, stalwart as we originally thought at the beginning of the season. That the Bears' defense handles their business, Trubisky's not going to need to make a ton of plays to win this game, in my opinion. I really do believe that because this Rams team has been gashed time and time again. I'm watching them weekly, either they're in my teasers or not. I've got a good look at them. You can beat these guys. But this has got to be a week where the Bears focus on that New England tape. They have got to show that New England tape to the roster and say, this is a game that's going to be won in the margins. You cannot have meltdowns on special teams. You cannot give up touchdowns from the offensive side of the ball to the defense. You've got to be buttoned up. You've got to pay attention to detail. You've got to control the nuance. And if you do that, catching 3 points at home is something I really like here. This isn't a game I love, but I will take the Bears plus the points. Primetime games where the home team's catching a field goal and I get all that defense, I'll play it. Remember, the Rams have been overvalued. They've covered the spread in just two of their last nine. Everyone loves them, but that means everyone in the public's betting them. Meanwhile, the Bears, 15-5-1 against the spread over the last 21 home games at Soldier Field. I'll take the Bears in the field goal here.
Huh. That's fantastic. All right, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the game, boys. Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
And congrats again for Wyatt. That's great stuff. But Joe is
cool name.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.